Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Believing, A Means to an End. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from John chapter 3 verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I have just read from the King James Version Bible. Royal believed in a crusade where the evangelist preached powerfully, moved by the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Royal was among the multitude that rushed forward in surrender to Jesus Christ. Initially filled with joy and zeal, he fervently preached to all his friends and visited bars where he once indulged in drinking, now preaching instead. However, over time, his zeal waned and the joy faded, leading him back to alcoholism and fornication as if he had never been born again before. Like Royal, many have had similar experiences because they did not realize that being a believer is not the end. Rather, it is an initiation into the kingdom of God, a means to an end. Believing is akin to being admitted into an institution. Once admitted, you are recognized and treated as a member, and an identity card is issued. However, admission alone does not guarantee graduation. To graduate and obtain a certificate of completion, one must follow instructions, attend classes, complete assignments, and obey rules they did not create. Similarly, when you become born again, you are admitted into Christ, giving the Holy Spirit as your identity card. See 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22, and referred to as a child of God. See John chapter 1 verse 12. However, this is not the end goal. These are intended to lead you to the place where you would live with Jesus eternally. This can only be achieved when you walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. As we see in Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, the seed of salvation planted in your heart when you believed must be nurtured and cultivated for it to yield eternal life. Today, resolve to steadfastly continue in the apostles' doctrine, which is the word of God, fellowship, attending and serving in a Bible-believing church, breaking of bread, which is maintaining good relationships with other believers, and prayers. By doing so, you will nourish the seed of salvation planted within you when you believed. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, but you want to make him the Lord of your life today, let's pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Say these words. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins today, and I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. Please come and save me and deliver me from the power of sin and Satan. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just confessed Jesus as your Lord, remember that Lord means owner and controller. So take out some time and repent of all the sins you have been committing that you know he does not approve. I mean, everything you have been doing that you know he does not approve of is a sin. Repent of such things and determine from this moment to live your life under the government of Christ. I will encourage you to visit any of our websites and click on the menu there that says, Are You Saved? That menu will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources that will help you grow. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Genesis chapter 20 to chapter 23.
Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar, and there Abraham said of his wife Sarah,
She is my sister.
Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him,
You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman.
Now Abimelech had not gone near her, so he said,
Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, She is my sister? And didn't she also say, He is my brother? I have done this.
with a clear conscience and clean hands.
Then God said to him in the dream,
Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all who belong to you will die.
Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials, and when he told them all that had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said,
What have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done things to me that should never be done.
And Abimelech asked Abraham,
What was your reason for doing this?
Abraham replied,
I said to myself, There is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother, and she became my wife. And when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, This is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, He is my brother.
Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said,
My land is before you. Live wherever you like.
To Sarah he said,
I'm giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated.
Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so they could have children again. For the Lord had kept all the women in Abimelech's household from conceiving because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said,
God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
The child grew and was weaned. And on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking. And she said to Abraham,
You get rid of that slave woman and her son. For that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son.
The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him,
Do not be so distressed about the boy and your servant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the servant into a nation also, because he is your offspring.
Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought,
I cannot watch the boy die.
And as she sat there, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her,
What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation.
Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham,
God is with you in everything you do. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me, or my children, or my descendants. Show to me in the country where you now reside as a foreigner the same kindness I have shown to you.
Abraham said,
I swear it.
Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. But Abimelech said,
I don't know who has done this. You did not tell me, and I heard about it only today.
So Abraham brought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a treaty. Abraham set apart 7 ewe lambs from the flock, and Abimelech asked Abraham,
What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs you have set apart by themselves?
He replied,
Accept these 7 lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well.
So that place was called Beersheba, because the two men swore an oath there. After the treaty had been made at Beersheba, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, returned to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for a long time. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him,
Abraham,
here I am.
He replied. Then God said,
Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.
Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him 2 of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the 3rd day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants,
Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the 2 of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham,
Father.
Yes, my son.
Abraham replied,
The fire and wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
Abraham answered,
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. This way.
And the 2 of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven,
Abraham, Abraham.
Here I am,
he replied.
Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns.
Lord,
he went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
Oh, God.
So Abraham called that place, The Lord Will Provide. And to this day it is said, On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a 2nd time and said,
I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Some time later, Abraham was told,
Milcah is also a mother. She has borne sons to your brother Nahor. Uz, the firstborn, Buz, his brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, Kesed, Haso, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Betho.
Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. Milcah bore these 8 sons to Abraham's brother Nahor. His concubine, whose name was Rumah, also had sons, Teba, Geham, Tahash, and Meukah. Sarah lived to be 127 years old. She died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and to weep over her. Then Abraham rose from beside his dead wife and spoke to the Hittites. He said,
I am a foreigner and a stranger among you. Sell me some property for a burial site here so I can bury my dead.
The Hittites replied to Abraham,
Sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb for burying your dead.
Then Abraham rose and bowed down before the people of the land, the Hittites. He said to them,
If you are willing to let me bury my dead, then listen to me and intercede with Ephron, son of Zohar, on my behalf. So he will sell me the cave of Machpelah, which belongs to him and is at the end of his field. Ask him to sell it to me for the full price as a burial site among you.
Ephron the Hittite was sitting among his people, and he replied to Abraham in the hearing of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of his city.
No, my lord.
He said,
Listen to me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of my people. Bury your dead.
Again, Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he said to Ephraim in their hearing,
Listen to me, if you will. I will pay the price of the field. Accept it from me so I can bury my dead there.
Ephron answered Abraham,
Listen to me, my lord. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver, but what is that between me and you? Bury your dead.
Abraham agreed to Ephron's terms and weighed out for him the price he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weight current among the merchants. So Ephron's field in Machpelah, near Mamre, both the field and the cave in it, and all the trees within the borders of the field, was deeded to Abraham as his property in the presence of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of the city. Afterward, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, which is at Hebron in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave in it were deeded to Abraham by the Hittites as a burial site.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.